So this is our last shir before Purim. Next week is Purim, Sunday night. So we will naturally deal today with Inyana de Yoima. But as I have a special fondness to speak about general sugyas, which we could implement and use to understand many sugyas and many different sources and not only one specific sugya, we will do the same today, and we will be dealing with a general idea, with a general shaila, but the springboard for discussion will be two different halachas in Hilchos Mikra Megillah. But before we start learning today, we dedicate today's shiur le'ilui nishmas Reb Pinchas ben Reb Menachem Mendel. His yahrzeit is Ches Adar. I think that is today, right? Tonight. Shenuach b'sholom al meshkova, he should be a melech yosef for his wonderful family. And also le'ilui nishmas Reb Avrom Yehoshua ben Reb Arya. Shenuach b'sholom al meshkova, and he should be a melech yosef for his family. You should only know nachas and simcha le'yorech yomim. And also le'refuah shleima, le'harav Shmuel David ben Leviya. V'harav Shlomo Elio ben Leviya. I could only guess that two brothers. Shekodesh Baruch Hu should send refuah shleima le'ramachei v'rehem v'sheso gideyem, and should they should be zeich to arichas yomim v'shonim with their families. So the sugya we'll be discussing today is a very interesting discussion. And maybe we will start off with Hilchos Dalet Minim, and only stage number two come to Hilchos Megillah. Very well-known psak of Reb Chaim Brisker, or maybe the Briskerov. Others quote it in the name of the Briskerov, or his great father Reb Chaim. And the story starts with a great-grandfather, with the Beis HaLevi. So if a person has two esrogim, sukkahs in the morning, one is the most beautiful esrog he's ever seen, but it might very well be a merukav, so it's a suffolk whether it's nesek kosher or not. The other is definitely kosher, mahadrin. It passes all the tests, but it's not a very nice esrog. It has 10 bletlach, the gittel is not so very special. On which of the two esrogim should he make the bracha? So conventional wisdom, das balabatim, would say, well, first take the kusher esrog. At least you know your yoytzi yedei chayv, and then the sky is the limit. Take the beautiful esrog as well. Briskerov, or maybe Reb Chaim argued to the contrary. No. Because if you take the kusher esrog, yevada yoytzi yedei chayv. After Yoytzei Dechoyva, there's no point in doing the mitzvah again. You can't do the hiddur after you're mekayim the mitzvah. So you lost out. If you start off with a beautiful esrog, at least you have a chance, 50% chance, that you're mekayim zekeli v'anveyu, and you're mekayim the mitzvah in the most beautiful fashion. And if not, you're not losing out because it's not a hefsek. Whatever is in the context of kiyum mitzvah is not a hefsek. So the Briskerov said, no, first take the Sofek Murkav, but it's a beautiful esrog. If it's kosher, then you're Mekayim Zekeli V'Anveyu. And if it's not kosher, okay, then you take the other esrog as well to be Yoytzi Dechoyva. But if you're first Yoytzi Dechoyva, you cannot add on Hiddur Mitzvah in stage number two. And am I Svorim, I brought many rayas, that even if a person is Mekayim a mitzvah, he's definitely Yoytzei Yedei Choyvo. But he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah in the best fashion. And Lechatchila he should have done better. He is not losing out. Do it again and fill in everything you missed first time around. And you definitely could make up for it. Second time, you do better than the first time. Velo Hifsid. So let's start off with two rayas from Hilchos Megillah. Simen Tov Reish Peiches Siv Dalet, we learn. As we all very well know, most of you came from four corners of the globe. So most of the world, Purim is Yud Dalet. Purim the Pruzim. You're living in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Purim is Tezvav, Purim de Mukafim. What do the cities do where they are Sofek Mukav Koime Miyamois Reb Yeshua Ben Nun? I don't think we have anything like that in Chutz La'aretz, but in Israel, yeah, several cities, Tveria, Akko, maybe Yafo and Tel Aviv. There are several different towns and cities in Israel which are Sofek Mukav Koime. What is there then? Koire B'Yudalad V'B'Tezvav U'B'Leileihem. Yudalad with a brocha, Tezvav without a brocha. Why? Well, Sofek Brochas Lahokal, as we all know. That is why Tezvav, you can't make a brocha because it's a Sofek. So why Yudalad could you make a brocha? Beis Yosef brings, this is based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Yudalad Zman Kriya Lakol. And B'Dieved, even a Mukov is Yoytze B'Yudalad. Yudalad is for everyone. Even a mukaf, a Yerushalmi, is Yoytzev Yudalad. So I ask, so what's the point in reading Tezvav? Yudalad, we enable him to say a brocha. That means he's Yoytzev. If he was Yoytzev Megillah, so what's the point in reading in Tezvav? He was already Yoytzev. Is it the same as the story with the two different Esroigim? So the Briskerov, maybe his father, but it all starts off with the Beis Halevi. Chelik Beis Shuvas Beis Halevi Simem Emzayin. He discusses that great length, the sugya in Kuf Lamed Gimel Masechet Shabbos. I think we mentioned that sugya a few weeks ago when we spoke about Zekei Livan Veyu. And the Beis Halevi has the suffix about a lulav or an esrog. So he doesn't discuss the question of two lulavim. He speaks about a different shaila. A person had a lulav. And he made a brocha, is Yoytzi Dechoiva. And then he gets a more beautiful ulav. Should we do it again? And he is noit in the Asar Rambam. No, there's no point. Based on that assumption, or that chiddush, comes the psak, when a person has two esroigim, which one comes first? But my question in Hilchos Megillah is a very simple one. He was already Yoytzi B'Kriyas Yudalid. And that is why he said a brocha. So what's the point in doing it again in Tezvav? One could argue it's not the same. I think it is the same. But I do see room for argument, yesh l'chalek, maybe it's not the same. Because after all, it's two kriyas and it's two different days. It's one mitzvah. Purim is Purim. And Haman and Achashverosh were only one. And Mordechai and Esther were one. So yes, we have prosim, we have mukofim. And ultimately, he was Yoytze Mitzvahs Megillah. But still, one could argue. But this Kriyas Tezvom and Kriyas Yudalit. You were Yoytze B'Kriyas Yudalit, but this is a new day and a new Kriya, and you need to do it again. I was Yoytze Mitzvahs Megillah, and in reality, a person cannot have two Purims. But even so, this is Kriyas Tezvav. You read yesterday, read again today. Yesh l'chalek. I could see room for such an argument. But I have another question. And this brings us to Tov Reish Tzadik. Sof Simen Tov Reish Tzadik. So the Mechaber brings Yesh Noi Hagim. Not the Mechaber, the Ramo. And the Ramo adopts this minig. It's a minig toiv. Yesh Noi Hagim, that there are four psukim in the Megillah, that all the congregants, the entire community, says out loud. And then the Baal Koreh lanes those four psukim again. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, what's the point in saying it out loud? Mishim simcha, leharbois besimcha. So why does the Shliach Tzibbe read it again? Because lechatchil tzorech lekroi mitorech haksav. And in our days, we live in an age of plenty. In an age of amazing abundance. So many people today have a Kushner and Megillah. But once upon a time, no one could afford his own Megillah. The shul had a Sefer Torah and the shul had a Megillah. Only the Baal Koreh had a Kushner and Megillah. And therefore, everybody says those psukim out loud from a Chumash. And they should be Yoytze Kriya Meter Cheksav. The Baal Koreh says it again. So my question is, but as long as you hear the majority of the Megillah Meterech Ekzav, you're Yoytze even if you said some psukim Baal Peh. Shalom etoch ekzav. So when the people read out loud those four psukim, they were already yoitza. And if you're already yoitza, how could you do it again? You're yoitza miktsas psukim shalom etoch ekzav. And if we say, yeah, so they cannot do it again, so how come, what is the validity and what is the justification of a minag if this minag causes that we yoitza mikra megillah b'dieved and not lechatchila? Lechatchila, a person needs to hear the entire megillah mitorch ekzav. So mimon afshach. If he's not yoitza from the shliach tzibur, then what's the point? Why does the shliach tzibur have to say it out loud? The Mishnah Berurah explains, only everybody should hear the entire megillah mitorch ekzav. And if he can be yoitza from the shliach tzibur, we should abolish this minig and make away with it. Because it's more important to be yoitza mikra megillah lechatchila than a new minig, which is merely simcha. So this once again proves we were already yoitza, but you're not losing out. Do it again and do it better. And second time around, you could be moisef whatever you lacked in the first time. Ve'im bekach hefsed klal. So maybe one could argue, no, Megillah is different because there's no such thing you're yoitza at posuk. Each posuk is not a chefzid of mitzvah b'fnei yatzma. When you finish the entire Megillah, it's then that you're yoitza. So in the middle of the Megillah, if you said a posuk, ain't b'ze chefzid. But one of the four psikim that everybody says out loud is the last posuk in Megillah. V'mordechai Yehudi godl liyehudim v'rotzi l'ravechok. So the moment everybody read that posuk, at least, he finished the Megillah and his yoitzi yedei chayva. And his yoitzi b'dieved. And then the Baal Koyra reads the posuk again, we should be yoitza lechatchila. So we have two halachas and halachas Megillah that prove that even if you were yoitza yedei chayva samitza beyond doubt, it's not a suffix, yoitza bevadai, you could still do it second time around and be moisef lechatchila. So does this prove that the Biskarov is not right? Maybe. But maybe we could reconcile the Briskarov's argument with what I say. But I would like to continue because the two sources I brought are from Hilchas Megillah, very important sources. One is a Machabe and the other is a Ramah. But I think this goes back all the way to Chazal. And now we're going to bring three sugyas from the Gemara and from the Rishonim. Psochim kuf yudalar, there's a machloikas rev hune v'rav chizda. What does a person do if b'leila seder he only has chasa? He has no other vegetables. And the minig is karpas. So before eating moror, you eat some other vegetable. And you say b'leila priyadomo, and that is for tibul rishon. So there are different minhagim in Karpas. Most of the world eats potatoes. In Sanz, there's a very strange minhag. They say a shahakal on potatoes. So you can't eat potatoes for Karpas if it's a shahakal. So they use horseradish for Karpas. Ein bezek peder. The ikar is boire priyadomo a vegetable. But this person only has moror. He has nothing but chasa. So the Mechloikis of Huna v'Rav Chisda, Rav Huna says, first time you eat chasa with a clear kavona not to be yoitze mitzvahs moror, and therefore you say boire priyadomo, you don't say alachilas moror. Second time around, you mechavan Hashem mitzvahs moror, and you say alachilas moror. Rav Chisda thinks that's not right. Liachar shemile kreisoi choyzer mavorech. Doesn't look right. Person eats moror b'leil haseder, and he doesn't say asher kedushono b'mitzvos v'tzivon al achilas moror. Doesn't make sense. So Rav Chisda says, when you eat chasa b'tibul rishon l'shem karpas, you say both brochas, boire priyadomo and al achilas moror. And then after matzah, you eat moror again. Most of the achroinim understood that according to Rav Chisda, he agrees with Rav Hina. When you eat chasa l'shem karpas, you eat it l'shem karpas belvad, velo l'shem moror. Why not? Why not be Yoitze Mitzvahs Morah? Tibur Rishon. Rashi and the Rashbam explain, because the Pasuk says, Al Matzoy Simroirim Yechlu, first Matzah, then Morah. The proper place of Morah is La'achar Achilles Matzah, not before Achilles Matzah. Because the Pasuk says, Al Matzoy Simroirim Yechli, first Matzah, then Morah. So most Achroinim understand that Rav Chisda agrees with Rav Huna. You eat only the second time L'shem Morah. First time, it's only L'shem Karpas. But L'gabi the Brocha, Rav Chisda maintains, L'achashem milikreise choyzem avorach, and therefore you say the Brocha before Karpas. And to me, that's a pele godoil. How could a person say Brochas a mitzvah if he's not Yotze the mitzvah? And between Karpas and Morah takes an hour or two. Maybe even more. You say the entire Haggadah, with your sippy Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you wash, and you eat matzah, that's a hefse gomor. So how could you say Al-Achilas Morah if you're not Yoitza Mitzvahs Morah? Therefore, my understanding is, of course he's Yoitza Morah. If he says a broch, he needs to be Yoitza the Mitzvah. However, you're Yoitza the Mitzvah not entirely Lechat Chila, because the Pasuk says, Al Matzah Zemroirim, Koidim Matzvah Echach Morah, so eat more again. And you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Lechatchila, Behidur. And that is the way I understand Tosfos. So Tosfos, Daf Kuf Chof, in Mesechet Psochim, and in Kuf Tezvav, Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos, all the other Rishonim, say, there's another sugya which is based on the same principle of Rav Chisda. And that is Tkiyas Shoifo, Tkiyas the Meyushav, and Tkiyas the Me'umad. So Tosis explains, the Iker Tkiyas is first or second. The Iker Mitzvah Tkiyas Shoifo is the second. Why? Malchi is a Chroni Shoifo. That's the proper place for Tkiyas. So what are the first Tkiyas that we call Tkiyas the Meyushav? La'arbe ve'sasoton. So why do we say the Brocha before Tkiyas the Meyushav? Tosfos says, same principle. La'achar shemile kreis echoizeh mavorach. Doesn't make sense, doesn't seem right that a person is tekeh shloishim kodesh without saying berchas shofar. Strange. You're blowing shofar, it's Rosh Hashanah, and you don't say a brocha. That's why we say the brocha before tkiyas the miyushav, but the ikar tkiyas is tkiyas the momad. And the Chazon Ish argues, stiras ha-Tosfos. Because Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamedei, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos brings that our minig is not to be marach in Tkiyas the Me'umad. Today, we do Malchi as a Choyin and Shoifis, each of the three Tashrat Tashat Tarat. But that shit is not brought in Tosfos. The Rishonim say, one opinion is Tashat Lamalchis, Tarat Lezachroinis, Tashrat Lishoifis. Other Rishonim argue, Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. And Tosfos explains, why shouldn't we do real Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat, Tashrat by Malchus and Zechorinus and Shoifus? Because we're already Yotze B'Tkiyas the Meyushev, and therefore they didn't want to be Marach B'Tkiyas the Me'umad. So the Chazon Ish says it's a Stiyas at Tosfos. Tosfos in Psochim says the Iker Tkiyas is Tkiyas the Me'umad. And the only reason we say the brocha before Tkiyas the Meyushav is Li'achar Shemile Kreisoy. And Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says we Yotze the Mitzvah and Tkiyas the Meyushav, and that's why we're Mekatzer and Tkiyas the Me'umad. And I say, if it would be a Stiras at Tosfos Meile, we already know from major Achroinim, Stiras at Tosfos shouldn't bother us that much. The Marshal writes there were 300 Bali Tosfos. And especially when the stira is in two different mesechtas, that's not considered a stira. But the Chazon Ish says it's a stira satoises, it's a stira sarosh, because the Rosh in Psochem and Rosh Hashanah says exactly what the two toises says. And the Tur brings both principles. In Tur, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, on one hand, the Tur brings exactly what toises says in Rosh Hashanah and exactly what toises says in Sukkah. The reason we say the Berchas HaShoifer before Tkiyas the Meyushav is based on Rav Chisda, but the Iker Tkiyas is Tkiyas the Me'umad, and the Torah also brings we're Makatzer on Tkiyas the Me'umad because we're already Yotze. And therefore I say, no stira whatsoever. Lo betoises, lo berosh, ve lo betur. And there's no stira, no contradiction between the assumption Yes, we're yoytze betkiyas demiyushav. Of course you're yoytze betkiyas demiyushav. Otherwise, how could you say a brocha? If you're not yoytze, it would be a brocha levatola. Of course we're yoytze. But the ikar tkiyas is tkiyas demomad, because that's malchin zechon and shoifis. And the fact that you're yoytze betkiyas demiyushav, no chasorim. You're yoytze b'diyavid, you do the mitzvah again lechatchila. And you could always add on what was missing first time around. So this is my understanding by Tkiyas, by Chasa, Lekarpas, V'Lamoror, and source number three is the big question, which Achilles Matzah is the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah? Kazai Slishon or Afi Koyman? So Rashi, An Reshbam, and Toisves, Psochem, Kuf Yutes, and Psochem, Dav Kuf Chof, all three right. Iker mitzvahs matzah zafikoymen. Zechal matzah shenechal ima pesach ala soiva. So why do we say ala chiles matzah betchiles asuda? Liacha shemile kreisoy choyzer umavorech. Just like shittes lev chizde by chasa and karpas. And I wonder, that's the last sugi in psochim. Eim aftir enacha pesach afikoymen. But what's the first sugi in Perek Arve Psochem Dav Tzadik Tesu Medbeis? Erev Pesach Sumach Lamincha, person cannot eat a suda, kedei shiyurchan matzah l'tiyavoin. And the Gemara says, why are we concerned b'achiles matzah l'tiyavoin? Mishum choyvo. Rashi Rashbam, all the Rishonim explain, this is Kazayas Rishon. So it's clear that Kazayas Rishon is matzah choyvo. So how did Rishonim say that the Ikur Matzah's mitzvah is afikoymen? Kazai Slishon or afikoymen? So once again, in my understanding, no contradiction, no stira. Of course we yoytzim at Kazai Slishon. Otherwise, how could you say a brocha? The mere fact that you eat matzah, if you're not yoytze, is not a mitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, it's a brocha levatola. So we need to understand this concept. Needs to sink in. Yes, you yoytze yedechoy v'bediyeved, and then you do it again, and you're moisef de lechatchila, ve'aim b'ze hefzed klal. That's the way I understand the combination of Kazayas Rishon and Afikoyman, Tkiyas de Miyushev and Tkiyas de Mu'omad, Shittas Rav Chisda. He eats chasa l'shem karpas, and he eats chasa again l'shem moror. When he eats it first time around, he says al achilas moror. He has to be Mechavan Yoitzazan Moror. But he lost, didn't lose anything out. He'll eat Moror again after Matzah to be Mechayim al Matzah Zemroirim Yoichluhu. So before coming to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and Hilchas Purim, we have three basic sources. The Gemara and Tosfos regarding Afikoyman, Kazayas Rishon, Tkiyas Demiyushav, and Kiyas de Ma'omad. So regarding the source about Koil Ram, four psukim that everybody says out loud, I've been saying this year for many years, and it's printed in Mincha Sosho, Moyadim Chelak Aleph, in a simen, Kiyas de Ma'omad and Kiyas de Miyusha. Lately somebody showed me, somebody quotes in the name of Reb Shem Zalman, when we say those four psukim, we need to be mechave, not to be yoytze megillah. Because if you're yoytze, then you cannot be yoytze kriya meturcha k'zav. And I wonder, this minig is more than 500 years old. And Tereb Shem Zalman, nobody said you need to be mechave, not to be yoytze. Nobody thought about it. Such a gavaldig ikasha. So nobody thought about it for 500 years till we come along and mechave shenu alocha. No, totally unreasonable. But I argue more than that. If you need to be mechave not to be yoytze, then it's a hefsek. Then we need to do away with this entire minig. How would we react if a rav, you know, everybody's looking for new minhagim. You need to attract people with new minhagim. So I would suggest the middle of the Megillah, let's sing Mois Tzur Yeshuasi. It has to do with Purim. There's one stanza, Krois Koimes Berosh, Bika Shagogi Menem Dosa Vanyosa. So, why not sing Moisur in the middle of the Megillah? shouldn't be a hefsek because it has to do with Purim. Mishum simcha definitely would cause simcha. So it's not a hefsek b'di'eved. But we don't say things in the middle of a mitzvah, even if they're not a hefsek. So why would we say psukim and be mechaven shelo l'shem mitzvahs megillah? If it's shelo l'shem mitzvahs megillah, it's like singing Moisur or singing Shoshanas Yankov in the middle of the megillah. So to me it's a pshitas. No. It's wrong to be mechaven, not to be yoitz. It's part of mikra megillah. Yes, we yoitza when we say it out loud, and we yoitza even better when we hear it again. Metor chaksav. Heine tamed afi koimen, heine tamed et kiyas shoifer, heine tamed de moror, heine tamed de megillas Esther, in both sugis that I quoted in Megillas Esther. And to me it's a milsa de pshita. So is Briskerov right or wrong? L'chaira, I would say he's wrong, because we have five sugis that a person could be makayim mitzvah b'di'eved, and he's not losing out anything. Do it again and do it better. But not behechreach. Maybe he's right for two different reasons. Reishis dover yesh mokem l'chalek between concepts of l'chatchilem b'di'eved and hidur mitzvah. Because the common denominator of all five sources we dealt with tonight is you are mekayim a mitzvah, but the way you are mekayim the mitzvah is lacking in dinei hamitzvah gufo, in the protim of this very mitzvah. You are mekayim tkiya shoifer without the psukim of malchiyah zechroinu shoifers. But it's better done, I'll say, that a brochas malchi is a chroni shoiferes. That is a proper way of tkiya shoifer. You could be yoitza mora before matzah, but it's not the right way to do it. The Torah says, al matzah sum roirem, first matzah, then mora. You could be chai mitzvahs matzah b'achila rishoino. But it's better, it should be dumia de matzah shenechal ma pesach shenechal ala soiva. You could be yoitza miktsas apsukim shalom metoy chaksav. But the right way to do the Megillah is Metor Chaksav, Ayoras HaMesipokos, B'di'eved, Yer Yoitze B'Kriyas Yudalet, Ava Lo B'Gdi, Tiknu L'Mukofen, Kriyas Tezvav. So if you're lacking in the details of this specific mitzvah, then you could do it again and add on what you missed. Hidur mitzvah is not a din in mitzvahs lulav or in mitzvahs esrig. It's a din kloli. Lahada b'mitzvah zekeli v'anveyu. And it's the same mitzvah, whether it's a shoifen or a sukkah or a tzitzis or a talis or a sefer Torah or. So the mitzvah that he was mekayim with the esrig that's not so beautiful is a mitzvah b'shleimus. Nothing is lacking and nothing is missing. And in that case, you cannot do the mitzvah again just to be Moisef Hidur. The chilek is not a chilek poshut. My neti would be lo lechalek b'neim. But if this is what the Briskerov felt, this is what Reb Chaim Brisker felt, we cannot reject their shitta from the five sources that I brought. Maybe there is room for me, yes, to say my feeling, ein svora lechalek bein hidur mitzvah ubein lechatchilem b'di'eved, because after all, I was already yoitza the mitzvah. So how could I do it again and do it better? The yesoid must be. The Maral in Givos Hashem Perek Memcheh says an interesting chiddush. He says, how much does one have to eat to be yoitza mitzvah's matzah? Kazayas. Yesh lo shir lamato, aval ein lo shir lamala. You yoitza with the kazayas, but if you eat 10 kilo matzah, b'leil alef sur Pesach, every kazayas is a mitzvah. Not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah diuraisa, because the pasuk says be'erev toichlu matzahs. If you eat a kazayas, you yoitza yedei choyva. But as much matzah as you eat, it's all a mitzvah diuraisa, of Be'erev Toichlu Matzah. It's not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah. The same idea we find in Levush, Simen Tov Kuf Pehei Lagabit Ki Yishoifo. How many koilas do you need to blow to be Yoytzi Yedei Choyva? Shloshim Koilus. Actually, Tisho Koilus. But because of the Sveikis, we do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, which is 10. And you need 3 Zdorim, so it's Shloshim Koilus. But the Levush says, but if a person blows 1,000 Koilus, Mina Torah, it's all a mitzvah. The Torah says, Yoim Truo. 30 Koilus is minimum, but there's no sheer maximum. And the Levush says the same regarding Esrig. So the Gemara says in Sukkah, Mida Agabei Nofeg Bei. You just need to take the Esrig and the Dalad Minim once and you are Yoitzer. However, Anshi Yerushalayim, we're holding the Esrig and the Lulav all day. And it's not just Chibuv Mitzvah, according to the Levush, Mida Agabei Nofeg Bei. But as much as you hold the Dalad Minim Sukkahs, every moment is a mitzvah diuraisa. The Torah says, Velokachta. All these mitzvahs, yesh lo shir lamata, ve'ein lo shir lamala. And I think that is why, yes, we were yoitzer the mitzvah, but you always could do it again and do it better. And therefore, you're not losing out. So chachom amur metaken mikro megela, mishum pesu menesa. You don't need to read more than once. But toive mashnayim in a wechod, read it again. It's mitzvahs megela. Definitely not a chiyuv. Still would be a mitzvah. To say the same idea by mitzvahs derabbanan is a bigger chiddush than by mitzvahs d'oraisa. So the Levush and the Maral are speaking with mitzvahs d'oraisa, but I don't see a reason why we can't say in the same legabe mitzvahs derabbanan. So maybe there's no real svora lachalek between lachatchil and b'diavad and hider mitzvah. But maybe for another reason Briskarov is right. Why? This brings us to Hilchas Berchas Hashachas Memvav and Shulchan Aruch Chaim. So the tour brings in the name of one of the Gaonim, a minig nochoin, to say Krishna before Psukah de Zimra, at the beginning of Shachas every day in the morning. That is our minig. We say La'olim Yayodim Yerei Shemayim, and we say Posek Rishon or Parsha Rishoina. What is the source and the reasoning of this minag? So the Tur brings that one of the Gaonim instituted this minag. And the rationale was sometimes, by the time you get to Krishma v'Berchasei, it might be Liachas Man Krishma. And therefore, to see to it that we yoitze the mitzvah d'uraisa of Kriya Shema b'zmano, it's a minag nochoin to say Krishma before you start davening. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, so does that mean when you say Krishma v'Berchaseyu, you were already yoitzer the mitzvah before, so you're losing out? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when you read Krishma before Psukah de Zimra, you should do it al tanai. If we're going to get to Krishma v'Berchaseyu before Sav Zman Krishma, that we don't want to be yoitzer the first time around. If it'll be Le'acha Zman Krishma, then we want to be yoitzer the first time around. Very nice. So why doesn't the Tur say it? And why doesn't the Bis Yosef say it? And where were the Mugen of Rome and the Taz? And once again, this halacha was around 800 years before Rabbi Kiva Eger. And everybody quotes this minig. And nobody says that you need to read Al Tanai. Obviously, that wasn't the kavana of the Tur. And I say, there's no need for a Tanai. You are Yoitzer. Not in the best fashion. So do it again. Second time around, you say Krishma v'Berchaseyu, v'lo hifzid. And this is one more source on our list. Chasa v'karpas, tkiyas d'miyushev v'dem'umad, kazay slishin v'afikoymen, mitoich eksav u'bekoil ram, eyorasa misipokois, kriya shema. So the Torah doesn't say, when you say Krishma before davening, you need to be mechaven al tanai. No need for it tonight. You yoitze b'diyeved, and you do it again. You yoitze lechetchile, kriya shema v'berchosei. I don't like to argue with Rabbi Kiva Eger, because I so much admire Rabbi Kiva Eger, v'ofer anitachas kapos raglav. So I think Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very powerful point. Isn't it odif to be mahadar b'yetzias yedei choivo? After all, that is the Ikka mitzvah. So wouldn't it be better to be yoytziya de chayva behidur? Why be yoytziya de chayva b'diyeved? So you didn't lose out. Do it again. Do it better. Do it lechatchila. But the Rebbe Kiva Eger's feeling is, why shouldn't we be yoytziya de chayva b'oifen amuhuda v'alachatchila v'mitzvah min amufcha? And I think it's a powerful argument. So therefore, I say, in all the sources we quoted, five sources, Chazal and the Chachamim had a reason why we do it b'diyeved, and then once again lechatchila. They didn't say stam. Tkiyas de miyushev is important. Why is it so important? La'arav is a sudden. When, if not b'yoyim adin? So am Chazal beruach kodshem v'oymik binosam, were metakan tkiyas de miyushev la'arav is a sudden. And they were aware, but we're not saying Malchi is a choyin and shoyfis, but ki is the miyushev. And therefore, it's important, and we're not losing out. You're going to say Malchi is a choyin and shoyfis second time around. The same by Kezayis Rishon Afikoymen. How would you get to the Afikoymen if you don't start the Suda with Kezayis Rishon? And the story with the Morer and Karpas, he doesn't have any other vegetables. So our dilemma is, do we eat morer before matzah, and that goes against al matzah samrer mechli, or we do away with tibul rishon? Tibul rishon is important. So beles breira, you're yoytze mitzvah b'diyeved, and then you add on lechatchila. The same with the four psukim. The minig is loyma mishim simcha, and obviously the chumah that we're metaken that minig saw as. It is important to be marbe b'simcha. Mishnah Kol Sod marbe b'simcha. Kal v'chomer b'purim b'shas kriyas ha-megillah. So if there is reason to do so, there is no loss and no hefsed to be mekayim a mitzvah b'diyeved and then do it again lechatchila. But regarding Krishna, what's the reason? Why? The only reason is maybe Krishna v'b'chaseh will be liyachas man Krishna. So, Rebbe Kiva Eger might be right. If that's the only reason, if Chazal would say there's an Indian to read Krishna before Tefillah, the beginning of Davening Mela. But that's not the point. The point is only to make sure that you're not going to lose out Krishna Bismana. So Rebbe Kiva Eger says it would be preferable first time around, say it al-Tanai. Because there definitely is a Hidur and a Cheshivis and a Mali Yaseira to be mahadar b'yitzias yidei choyva, preferable, better than adding on the hiddur a second time around when you no longer are mechuyev. And therefore, I think the Briskerov was right with his psak. Not because you can't add on hiddur liyachas shiyotzi yidei choyva. So you could, but it's not the right thing to do. It would be preferable to start off with a more beautiful esrog, and give yourself a chance that you yoytze yedei choyva with the esig mahuder and mekayim zekei livan veyu. Because there's no downside if you start off with a more beautiful esig, because it wouldn't be considered a hefsek at all if you take the sofek kosher and your mekayim zekei livan veyu, and then you take the vadei kosher. So I think Briskerov was right, even though because we brought many sources to prove that even after a person is yoytziya de chayva, no loss, no hefsed. Do it again and do it better second time around. One more interesting source, and that is Reisha and Aleph and Hilcha Shabbos and DNA Kiddush Hayoyim. So the Magen Avraham says that when a person davens Beleil Shabbos, he's Yoytze Kiddush Yuraisa when he says Mekadesh Shabbos. And then when he comes home and he makes Kiddush Lohoytzi B'nei Beiso, it's only Kiddush Derabbanan. So how is he Moytzi his wife? If his wife didn't daven, she is Chayv in Kiddush Yuraisa. Because Zocha V'Shoma B'Dibar Echod Nemru. Kol sheyeshna b'shome yeshna b'zocha. Noshem chayov es b'kiddush hayoyim. She is chayv min ha-Torah. He's only chayv d'rabbanan. So we have a big and well-known klal. And that is, afra pishiyotze moitzi. So the Dogon Mavovo says, according to the Magen Avraham, if a person davened in shul and his wife didn't daven, he cannot be moitzi her with kiddush, because he is chayv min derabon and she is chayv min haTorah. And after pishiyotze moitzi is based on arvis, and the Rosh says in Brochas Daf Chov that noshim are not bechlal arvis. So how could he be moitzi his wife? Rebbe Kiva Eger rejects the Dogon Mavovo. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, of course, no shamar b'chlal arvis regarding Kiddush Hayom. So in Zmiras Shabbos Minchas Osher, there's a note there, that in the house of the Minchas Osher, no shamar makpit the daven Leil Shabbos, to solve the problem of the Dogon Mavovo. Yes, I don't say it's a chiyuv. Don't say it's a chiyuv, because I think Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, as he usually is. And I think that Noshim definitely are Bechlal Arvis and those mitzvahs that they are Mechuyev Behen. But nevertheless, the Dogon Mavovo is the Noidi B'Yehuda. So I think L'chatchila Ra'ui that Noshim should daven Leil Shabbos, so they're on the same level as their husbands. Both are Chayev B'Kiddush Oni Medrabonon, so he could be Moitzir without Arvis. So, why not be machmir kashitas adogal mavava? So I don't think it's a chiyuv that noshim should daven b'leil Shabbos, but it's advisable, preferable, because this is a big machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Dogon Mavava. Well, that is Rabbi Kiva Eger number two, and I dafka think in that comment he's not right. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when you say Good Shabbos, you are Yoytze Kiddush Diurais. That's a tremendous Kiddush. The Rambam and the Chinuch define Kiddush. Loimar devorim shiyesh behem kedushas haShabbos v'shvochoi v'havdalosoi mishar hayomim. When you say Mekadosh haShabbos, you emphasize Shabbos is unique. It's different than all the other days. This is a Yom Kodesh. When you say Good Shabbos, you didn't say Kedushas HaShabbos V'Shavachoy V'Havdelosim Mishariyom. You wished your friend Good Shabbos. Well, you never wish him Good Wednesday or Good Thursday or Good Friday. So it does show that Shabbos is different. But you didn't say anything sheyesh bo kedushas hayom v'shvochoi v'avdelosim v'shar hayomim. So I don't think Good Shabbos is enough to be yoytze kiddush diurais. What? You have an amazing comment. So the Chassam Sofer twice. In Agos, Chassam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch Reishayin Aleph, and once again, Shuvas Chassam Sofer Chaim Simachof Aleph. The Chassam Sofer argues against the Magen Avraham, and he says, if a person is Yoitza, Kiddush Diuraisa in Tfilo, then when he comes home and he's Mekadosh HaLakos, it's only Kiddush Derabon, and he's losing out. So the Chassam Sofer says it would be advisable that when he says, Mekadosh Shabbos and Shul, he should have negative kavonah b'mechav and shalol, it says, and the upside would be Kiddush HaLakos, would be Kiddush Diuraisa. That's what the Chassam Sofer argues. And I say, well, he's Yoytze Kiddush Diuraisa, but he isn't losing out. He says Kiddush again, Kiddush HaLakos. The Chiyuv is the Rabbanon. But even Menatoira, it's Kiddush again. You yoytze when you say Kiddush once, but you can say Kiddush 100 times. You can't say the brocha of Kiddush 100 times because that would be a brocha of Atola. But Menatoira, every time you say Kiddush as a yoyim v'shvochoy v'avdelosam v'shara yomim, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. So there's no downside in being yoytze once and then once again. However, the way I explained Rabbi Kiva Eger and Mem Vav, the same would be valid here. Because when Chachamim were Metak and Mekadosh HaShabbos and Tefillah, they didn't have Kiddush in mind That is Nusach Tfilas Shabbos. Has nothing to do with Kiddush. V'horaya, Shachras we say Mekadosh Shabbos. Mincha we say Mekadosh Shabbos. And all Shabbos the Ketfilas we say Mekadosh Shabbos. So it has nothing to do with Kiddush. And therefore, why not be Yotze Yedei Choyva B'Kiddush Alakos? So the Chassam Sofer would lechoyle be a valid argument like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Unless we argue, v'simu lev, unless we argue, the Ikar Takon of Kiddush Alakos was Midrabbanan. Chazal bared in mind that when you say Mekadosh Shabbos, you're Yotze Min HaTorah. So Me'ikora, there was no intention of having Kiddush D'Oraisa Alakos. Chachamim, bear in mind that Kiddush D'Oraisa, everyone is Yotze in Tefillah before you get home. So Kiddush Alakos L'chatchila was intended L'yachash Yotze Yedei Kiddush D'Oraisa B'Tefillah, say Kiddush Alakos. And that would be exactly the same as Avdolah. We say Atuchon Antonu in Tefillah, and then we're Mavd L'Alakos. Are we losing out? We were already Yotze Ikar Mitzvah Avdolah. No. That was the takana. That was the takana. Lahavdil b'tfilo v'lachza v'lahavdil alakos. We could say the same regarding Kiddush. Chachomim, bear in mind that in the nusach of Tfilas Shabbos, we say Mekadosh Shabbos. And their intention was, yes, you said Kiddush b'tfilo, and now come home and say Kiddush alakos. And that is why the Mugen Avraham sees no reason to suggest that when you daven yishid b'mechaven not to be yoytze kiddush, no. No kpeida in that. So we started off with two interesting comments in Hilchas Megillah, but the Ikar Shir today was the Yesoides Deka Shmus, and to me it's very important. So we started off with the Psak of the Briskarov, and then we brought six or seven rayas l'chayda to reject that Psak, and in the end we explained two drochim. Maybe the Briskarov is right with his psak. So in exactly 1 week is Purim. And Purim is a very special day. Hodor kiblu b'meach ha-shveirish. But Purim is also a very interesting day. Different than all the others we have. V'nahafaychu. Asha yishlutu ha-yehudim heimo b'shanayim. And the Minhagim of Purim are somewhat different. And of all the Minhagim of Purim, I think the most difficult to appreciate and understand is Chayev Inish Levesume Bepuria Adela Yoda Ben Orahom and Leboroch Mordechai. But what is the anthem of Purim? Isn't Purim all about Shoshanas Yankov? Orahom and Leboroch Mordechai. So if you drink till you get to a stage in which you no longer differentiate between Orah Haman and Borach Mordechai, is that the way we expect people to rejoice on Purim? By becoming drunk? And you won't know a difference between Baruch and Oror, between Haman and Mordechai? Isn't that what Megillas Esther is all about? About the curse of Haman and the salvation and the nes and the tzidkis of Mordechai ve'Esther. I think that is the reason that even the greatest poskim went out of the way and they said such far-fetched pshotim. What do Chazal mean? De la yoda ben ora Haman leboruch Mordechai. And the greatest poskim, like the Mugen Avraham and others, not the darshonim, say, the gematria of Orah Haman and Baruch Mordechai are the same, and if you drink and you can no longer figure out the gematria without a piece of paper, that is what they mean. Adal Yodah ben Orah Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Is that pshat? So lochik min pshat. So how do we really understand Adal Yodah ben Orah Haman and Baruch Mordechai? So my feeling is this, and I think it's Torah Semes. So Megillas Esther, it's brought in the name of the Gaon, is Gilui Shel Seisa. Esther is a Loshon of Seisa. That's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. Esther min haTorah minayin shenemar v'onoichi haster aster ponai. So what do Chazal mean? Is this just a play of words? Esther, Hester? That's not the way we learn Chazal. That doesn't make sense. If Chazal say Esther min haTorah minayin, where is there a remez to Esther in Torah's Moshe? V'onoichi haster aster ponai. It is because everything in Nes Purim was behester. It's all a day of total concealment. We need to look and find the differences. Yeah, when kids come home from Gam and they have two pictures and you need to find the differences. Purim, everything is concealed. Everything is hidden. We don't say Halal on Purim. Why don't we say Halal? Kriyos Ozei Hilula. But in Mikra Megillah, there's not one expression of gratitude. There is not one word of thanks. So, how is Kriyas and Megillah Halal? Halal is all about singing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving thanks and expressing gratitude. Megillah says there's a story. Okay, so, in a way. But why in a way? Why not say Halal? I once had an amazing idea, and I think it's a powerful idea. So where is Halal V'Hoidoya in the Megillah? You need to be blind not to see it. The Megillah is the only Sefer in Kisvei Kodesh in which Jews are called Yehudim. The only Sefer in the entire Torah Nevuim Ksuvim in which we're called Yehudim. In no other source in Tanakh are we called Yehudim. We're called Ivriim. We're called Bnei Yisrael. Only in Megillas Esther are we called Yehudim. Now, there are a few sources in Tanakh in which we are called Yehudim, but that is only to differentiate between Bnei Yehuda and Bnei HaShomron, because there were two different parties in those days. So Yoishvei Eretz Yehuda are Yehudim. But the Jews were sitting in Shushan Abiro. They were nowhere close neither to Yehuda nor to the Shomron, nor any other vicinity and area in Eretz Yisrael. So why only in Megillas Esther are we called Yehudim? Why are we Bechlal called Yehudim? So the Targum, Yonason, and Yerushalmi, and other sources explain, Yehudo atu yoiducho ochecho, the Medrash says, all the Jews will be called on your name, and that is the blessing to Yehuda. Atu Yehuducho Echecho. Why is that? What is the name Yehuda all about? Hapam Oides Hashem. Yehuda is Al Shem Hoidoye. That is our mission. That is our essence. The Novi Yeshaya says in Perek Mem Gimel, Am Zo Yitzar Tili Tilosi Yisaperu. And that is why all Jews, whether they're from Shevet Levi or Shevet Binyamin or Reuven or Shimon, were all called Yehudim. But Yehuda was only one of 12 tribes. He was one of 12 tribes, but his name is the name of all the others, because his name reflects and expresses Hoidoya, Hapam Oides Hashem. And that is why we're all called Yehudim. And that is why Megillas Esther is the only Sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh in which we have no other name, HaYehudim. And that is Kriyos Ozei Hilula. But it's concealed. It's hidden. I think till I said it, nobody thought of it. Purim, everything is concealed. It's a day of total concealment. Everything is hidden. The Halal is behester, Esther is behester, and the Nisim were behester. And every stage that seemed to reflect tragedy, at the end, so the Bnei Yisrael has an interesting comment. All the other Yomim Tovim, the name of the Yom Tov is Al Shem HaNeis, Pesach, Posach Hashem Al HaPesach, Chanukah, Chanukah is HaMizbeach, Sukkot is Anani HaKovid, Purim, Al Shem HaPur, but the Pur reflected tragedy. The Pur was the Gzeira. Yes, because in Purim all the Gzeiras turned around, and everything became upside down, and all the gzeiros at the end of the day, v'nahafachu asher yishlo to Yehuda mehem o b'senehem. We could imagine, we could assume that the entire city of Shushan, they saw that Eitz Gevoyah Chamisha Mamo. And Chamisha Mamo in those days was a skyscraper. From everywhere in Shushan, you saw that obelisk, that tower, Chamisha Mamo. And I assume the Jews couldn't see it. They couldn't see it. They couldn't look that way. They knew for whom that Eitz was designated. And at the end of the day, Homan Vaseres Bonav, they hung from that very same Eitz. So that is what Purim is all about Nisim Nistorim, and about the Emunah that everything will come out to the better. Esther Min HaTorah Menayin. And therefore, Megillas Esther is Legalot Et HaSeisah. Esther is Maloshen Seisah, Megillah is Maloshen Gilui. And that is what Purim is all about. So the entire year, everybody knows to say and sing Goro Homen V'Borech Mordechai. We all say it, but some of us say it because we want to be politically correct. We know what we are expected to say. But Purim, you want to know, do you really mean it? Does it come from your deepest feelings? Does it come from your mouth and from your mind, or does it come directly from your heart? And that is why, Ado lo yoda, we don't want our minds to dictate our mouths what to say. Of course we want to hear Oro Homan V'Boruch Mordechai, and we want to hear it loud and clear. But Purim, we want to know that it comes from the depth of your heart. And that is why, Chayev Inish Levesume, you drink until your mind loses control, and then you say what you really feel. So some people are very afraid to drink. Some people should be afraid to drink. Who knows what you're going to talk? When you lose control, might be very dangerous. And that is exactly the idea of Chayev Inish Levesume Ado lo yoda. We want to hear nothing else. We want to hear Oro Homen V'Borech Mordechai. That's what Purim is all about. But Purim, we want to hear it mibifnim. We want to hear it pure. When the mind loses control and it can no longer dictate to the mouth what he says and what he doesn't say, Purim is about Gilui HaSeisel Shebelev. Purim, say the same, but Purim needs to come from your innermost feelings and beliefs and convictions. And that is what Chazal mean when they say, Chayev Inish Levesume Ado lo yoda ben Oro Homan V'Borech Mordechai. Now say it. And let's see whether it really comes from your deepest feelings and convictions, because that is what Purim is all about. Gilui HaSeisah. And that is Esther Min HaTorah Menayin Shenem Bovonoichi Hastir Aster Ponai. That is my understanding in the mitzvah that Chazal were metak and Chayev Inish Levesume Ado lo yoda ben Oro Homan L'Borech Mordechai. So this coming week, Boruch Hashem, is a time of simcha, and a time of simcha shel mitzvah, and a time of Yeshua's v'nachomos, and a time in which we could all daven and pray and hope v'nahafrichu. All the gzeiros should be nesapach l'toyves v'yeshua's v'nachomos, and all the son yisul shel Ava Mapola. The Svasemis says Purim every year is mesugal to the Mapol of Soin Yisrael, like it was in the days of Mordechai v'Esther and Homan v'Achashverosh. We should only hear B'soiris Tovis, Yeshua's v'Nachomois, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach Tzidkenu, B'meiru v'Yomeinu, Amen.